Well, Mark Albert has an idea. It's innovative and bold, just the thing that's needed to succeed in the future. But what Mark Albert is doing, some people might think, is business suicide. He started building cars. They're small off-road vehicles first used by the Israeli military, but since adapted to use anywhere by anyone. He sees his Tom cars, all-terrain vehicles, being used by farmers and miners. His aim is to develop and dominate a niche market, and he sees the Australian manufacturing industry generally shrinking even further before it turns the corner.
So the beauty about this vehicle is it was specific designed as a military vehicle and made for off-road. So the whole concept is we need to cover all territory and cover everything, and if anything breaks, you need to be able to fix it very easily. So there's no massive electronics on the car, nothing like that. It's very simple to drive. You put your foot on the accelerator, it goes.
Who's your market?
Market is primarily mining and agricultural. And, you know, we're getting a lot of interest from recreational drivers, but that's not our primary focus at the moment.
Some people might say going into the automotive industry is not the smartest thing to do at the moment because of the problems that Australia's automotive industry is facing.
We're trying to buck that trend. MTM is being the manufacturer of the vehicle for and on behalf of Tom Car. We've been in the automotive industry since 1965, and what we did probably about 7 or 8 years ago is looked at diversifying outside of automotive, and we met with Tom Car, and they were initially looking at importing the vehicles, and then we convinced them, they didn't take much convincing I might add, that we in Australia had the engineering capability and the skills to build us to the quality level and expectations that they need.
On a broader subject, can I ask you a question? What do you think about the future of manufacturing in Australia? Is it healthy?
Well, it's probably not healthy right at the moment. We're shrinking before we can grow again, I think. And what we need is more companies to look at diversifying and applying the skills that they've learnt into areas outside of their normal habitat. We've looked at the Tom Car. There's lots of other opportunities like this that are out there that we need to apply ourselves and our knowledge. MTM has never made a car before. This is totally new to us. But what we've done is use the skills that we've learnt within the automotive sector, the field, and we've applied that to this car to make it as good as it can possibly be without going ridiculously over the top from a cost perspective, and applying the same quality consciousness, which you won't get, and that you won't get the same problem-solving and quality focus of a build of this car in an Asian market, sorry to say, as you will in Australia, because we have the engineering experience now and expertise to get it there.
So is it a matter, a generalisation, but is it a matter for Australian manufacturers to become smaller and smarter?
To some degree, yes. I mean, the market is shrinking in some areas. We're automotive, so our market is shrinking. MTM specifically is already exporting to about 10 different countries internationally. So from our perspective, we're in a slightly different belt. But our home base is Australian, and a lot of people don't even understand that we export from Australia automotive components internationally. So the Australian market is definitely changing. So if we're not looking internationally, yes, we will have to shrink before we can grow again, and we will have to do things differently and apply knowledge differently.
Mark Albert, the chief of Tom Car. And you are listening to AM around Australia, where it's 21 minutes past 7, and as we broadcast from a plant in Melbourne.